Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Please join us tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ located on South Commerce Street for our morning worship assembly. We would be delighted to have you. Please remember tomorrow morning's broadcast, Sunday, 9:30 a.m., Talks from the Bible, Monday through Friday, Talks from the Bible, 6:55 a.m. Jonah was an Old Testament prophet who was told in Jonah 1 and verse 2, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city." Jonah did not wish to go to Nineveh. And so he tried to escape from God and from the commission that God had given unto him. We remember the story that a storm arose and threatened the ship and its passengers, and so they threw Jonah overboard. Jonah was swallowed by a great fish that had been prepared by God and spent 3 days and three nights in the whale of the belly of the whale. After Jonah was spewed out of the belly of the whale, he went down to Nineveh and he cried against this city. He obeyed the commission that God had given him in the very beginning. As we look at this journey by Jonah, the Old Testament prophet, to the city of Nineveh, I want us to consider 3 points. Number one, there is a call of God's awareness. God is aware of our actions. God is aware of our lives. We might seek to hide from God, but we cannot. We can hide our thoughts from others. We can even hide our actions from others. But God is always aware of what we do, how we behave in this present life. He has an all-seeing eye that perceives even our thoughts and certainly knows our actions. In Jonah chapter 1 and verse 2, God said to Jonah, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." The wickedness of this city had come up before the eyes of God. This great city, despite its greatness, was a city of great wickedness. God was aware. In the Old Testament book of Job, at chapter 34, verses 21 and 22, the scripture says, "For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves." We simply cannot hide our works from God. God is always aware of what we're doing and how we are behaving. And He takes note of our lives. He is aware of our actions. In the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 23 and verse 24, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" There is no place where the presence of God is not known. There is no place where God is not. And so God is aware of us. He feels every place. He feels heaven and earth. God is mindful of us just as He was mindful of this Old Testament city of Nineveh. In Hebrews 4 and verse 13, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do." All of our activity is open before the eyes of God. All of our words are open unto the ears of God. There is no creature that lives upon the earth that is not known to God. God is aware of every individual. We cannot hide ourselves. We cannot go away from the presence of God. We cannot remove ourselves from the all-seeing eye of the Heavenly Father. And so God is aware of us just as he was aware of Jonah. And he wanted, or aware of Nineveh. And so he wanted Jonah to cry against this city because of their wickedness. The second observation from this Old Testament book is that there is a call of judgment. God calls man into judgment for his behavior. In Jonah chapter 3 at verses 1 through 4, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Jonah did not do what God asked him to do the first time. But God still continued to use Jonah. After he was spewed forth from the belly of the whale, God came to him again the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Let us note that preachers are to preach what God has bidden them. What God wants preached is written in His Word, the Bible. We must preach only what God wants proclaimed, and He certainly wants us to preach that He is aware of us and that there is a call of judgment that is coming. We must give an account for our behavior. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. God was going to overthrow this great city because of their wickedness. God has always overthrown wickedness. We remember the days of the flood when the whole earth was submerged in water because of the thoughts and the imagination of man that was only wicked continually. We remember Sodom and Gomorrah, those great cities engaged in homosexual acts and all kinds of perversion, were destroyed due to the wrath of God. God called humanity into judgment. In Colossians 3 and verse 6, the scripture says, For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. The Apostle Paul has given a list of grievous sins that humanity commits. And because of those sins, the wrath of God comes. The wrath of God comes upon those who are disobedient to His will, who will not walk according to the commandments and the statutes that He has given. And so God calls us into judgment. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul is considering how man has departed from God, how man will not honor God, how man does not respect God nor His law. And he says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. God's wrath and judgment comes upon the unrighteous and ungodliness. If we choose to live an ungodly life, we can expect the wrath of God. We cannot hide our sin. We cannot remove ourselves from the presence of the Almighty God. Eventually, the day of wrath will come. Eventually, our foot will slide in due time. Eventually, we must give an account for the actions of our life, for how we have lived. In Romans chapter 2 at verses 8 and 9, But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. Those that do not obey the truth, but rather choose to obey unrighteousness, can anticipate and know for certainty that eventually indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish will come upon every soul that doeth evil. None shall escape the judgment of God. in Revelation 21 and verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Eventually, God's judgment will come upon the wicked, upon the unrighteous, just as it did in the days of Jonah. The third observation that I wish to draw from this Old Testament book is a call of repentance. In Jonah chapter 3, verse 5 through 10, Jonah has declared unto them that in 40 days they will be overthrown because of their wickedness. But notice, the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." Nineveh repented of their wickedness. Nineveh turned away from their sin and sought the help and the mercy, the grace of the loving God, and it was granted unto them. God repented of the evil that he would do because they repented of the sin that they had committed. In Matthew 12 and verse 41, Jesus remembers the repentance of Nineveh in his discussion with the people of his day. "The men in Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here." Matthew 12, 41. Some do not repent. Some today will hear the cry of God, the invitation of God, and yet they refuse to turn and repent of their transgression. When John the Baptist emerged on the scene in the wilderness of Judea, he preached a message of repentance. He cried out to those who came unto him that they must repent, and their lives must be an evidence of repentance. In Luke 3 and verse 8, John said to the multitude who heard him preach, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." Even though those who heard him preach were the descendants of Abraham, that heritage would not save them. They still must repent. All must repent. All must turn. Just as Nineveh turned from their evil through repentance and was spared by the mercy of God, so you and I can repent of the sins that we commit, and God will be merciful unto us. In Acts 2 and verse 38, as Peter preached the first gospel sermon, the multitude said, "What shall we do?" Verse 38 of Acts 2, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The call of the gospel today is repent. What we are to tell humanity as we preach the gospel is that God is aware of our sin. God will call our sin into judgment. God calls us to repent. This ancient city of wickedness was spared because they heard the message of God and they responded to the message of God in repentance. Let us today even so do likewise.